Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening. This is we got the Lakota Campaign for Independence. We're waiting for Junupa to clock in here. Turning on Indian time again. But, you know, he's the biggest Indian, so he can do that. Anyway, well, we're waiting for him. You know, we're trying for independence recognition. And based on a lot of things, but one of the things is that in 1868, the United States was in bankruptcy. And that's why they violated this treaty, because they found the gold. And the only way to get that gold was to violate that treaty. They needed that gold to get out of bankruptcy. And that's how greedy they are. And that was an act of desperation why they did that. And that isn't a valid reason under international law. So, okay, we got rid of that other phone. They violated that treaty, and they were so desperate that they actually brought in alcohol, got everybody drunk, because the Lakota didn't know anything about alcohol at that time. 1868, no way. And then they drug them up to the treaty signing when they passed out and forged their signatures to that treaty. That's how desperate they were to make sure that you know, they got as many people to sign that treaty as possible, because the Lakota didn't want to sign it. And the only ones that agreed to sign it were the few chiefs that they appointed. And the only reason they agreed to sign it was because people were starving, because the damn cavalry, you know, were chasing them, and they shot all the buffaloes. So there you have the story in a nutshell. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Hey, welcome to the Lakota Campaign for Independence. Lakota Independent Nation State Radio. We're presenting the Lakota Oyate Hour with Chinupa Gluhamani. Chinupa is the head Itacha of the Lakota Independent Nation State, and he's the head of the Chantaytinza Warrior Society. He's also a member of the Black Hills Teton Sioux Nation Treaty Council and the Gray Eagle Society. Now, you may think you know Chinupa, but you don't. Chinupa has many other things, too many to mention, but he's a staunch human rights, civil rights, and Indian rights activist. He's been to just about every significant demonstration and event in those areas. He's been to the United Nations. He's a Wounded Knee veteran. He's a former bodyguard of Russell Beans and Lehman Brightman. He's worked with Dennis Banks. He knows just about everybody that you need to know in Indian affairs. He's been invited to many countries, the countries that matter. And he's a fluent Lakota speaker. He's an absolute expert on the traditions and culture of the Lakota. He's been to the United Nations. and he's going to be returning to the United Nations. He does many things in the community that other organizations and even tribal government doesn't do. He helps the disadvantaged with all their needs. And he does many, many other things. So without any other delay, I'm going to welcome Chanupa to the show. Chanupa.
Yeah, we got Chanupa online. Two two six five. Who's calling?
Is that one?
2285.
You got him on? Open?
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I'm not either.
Hey, this is Block. I'm sorry. I was eating.
Chanupa there.
I think he's at my brother's house. He's supposed to be calling in.
Okay. Well, if you want to fill in for him until he gets here, it'd be okay.
Don't really know what to say right this second. I'm kind of filling my face. I'll just wait.
Okay, I see we got Chanupa on the line. And go ahead, Chanupa. Chanupa, you online?
I am on the line, man.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, Mitakep, we've got everybody that was supposed to be coming on, and they're all gearing up, getting a cup of coffee and whatnot. But Mitakepi leake o kansola ogna on hiota kaukile, and now wosuta wunsi un paslo honkte. Na lakota tawoyuk tankilena echa iwongla kapikte. Lila ota le taku lena okius paukile. Hena ye honi bokipsni as inihasni ulak hotona taku lena wasloe kile aikhakoki he hena echa wosu takile hesus onkina zipikti che chuha taku lena oyate ki ole afiki he echa ki ableza ki hena hesus iwogla kapchi o yun kawana khatu kile waksa pikile na
For some of you that are just now getting ready to tune in to the Lakota Oyate Hours, yesterday was a real, real, you know, prime example when you're on business travel and doing things to help other people and other tribes get out of dormancy. And so, out of all of this failure that goes on into Indian country, I wanted to take this opportunity to tell a majority of you listening audience, you know, I don't care if you're my nephew, Kenny Ketches up there in Valley, he's always drinking, he's drunk, he contacts me when he's drunk, under the influence of alcohol, whether it's my nephew, man, Steven, you know, my nephew Steven, he calls me, he's drunk, he's not on drugs or alcohol, based on something, and then they all want to get upset about things they talk about in their neighboring surrounding environment. But I try to tell them the best thing I could do is get you guys to hold yourself accountable for this negativity. And my niece, Cheryl. Cheryl, if you're listening, man. My girl, you got to put that methamphetamine away now. You're getting ahead of yourself. I told you guys I was going to say it on the radio show tonight. When you guys call me and you tell me your troubles, I listen. And then you start blaming your uncle for not doing what he's supposed to do to help you. I've done my part. I've tried to do that with all of you. And so you guys didn't want to take it, you know, seriously. I, for one, had experience with alcohol. Killed that many, many years ago. Almost 39 years ago, I killed it. But in reality, my heart is free from that contamination of that liquid substance. Therefore, I have nothing to hide from you, be doubtful for you. Even this couple of young kids that I knew and helped out a while back, you know, Sudan Busnet, I guess, and this other guy named Max Newholy. I mean, I helped these kids, and they turn around and start saying, you know, different type of remarks to me that they wanted to, you know, not be involved with me. Well, hey, that's your choice. I didn't ask you guys to get involved with me in the first place. I'm trying to help you guys show yourself a different understanding to the life you live. And that's all. But most of all, you people don't seem to get what's happening in Indian stuff. So enough said. So please, you people that are out there, really pay attention to what's going to happen. Now here we are in the year 23, okay? And we've always talked about a serious issue pertaining to who we are in Indian country, all right? Sad but true. But in actual reality, what we're trying to get people to understand and use the norm on is that not everybody follows the same pathway that you think is necessary for you to have when it comes to indulging, you know, native preference, Indian issues, and so forth. Okay? Now, I can only say this to this matter because I'm sick and tired of you guys getting, you know, the efforts of saying you want to help and you want to do this and you want to do that when, in fact, you have nothing. So despite the widespread of, you know, certain impressions that native people have, okay, one of the things you people need to understand is that not all of this stuff that we talk about and deem has a measure of understanding, okay? And I say that because every time we try to get you guys globally to step up and help us, because this is the independent structure we're looking at, you guys all seem to turn your momentum on a different parenthesis that doesn't meet the criteria of what indigenous people live with on a contrary basis every single time we are called out is something that creates a different circumstance within Indian country. So we try to hold on to the basics of it. Needless to say, you guys all have a chance to turn it around for whatever the circumstance might be. And so that's kind of the norm that we talk about. But overall, this norm is really about what really is to save my tribe's future, my tribal memberships and all the things that go on in Indian country. And so that's the thing that I try to tell people. Take a look at what different, you know, issues that happen in Indian country and how they're misled when an Indian tribe of the so-called United States of America were being, you know, distinguished from the position and the territorial boundaries that they lived in, okay? And here's why I say that. Many people are stuck on different issues pertaining to how white America has always practiced and perfected its colonial policies to neutralize you from these things that are being untold in the source of danger when it comes to our people struggling to remain free. Okay? Here's why. Because when you go back into the history of civilized and modern man, they forced their English, you know, values upon our people. Okay, and this was somewhere in the lateral part and then in the middle part of the 1700s. And when them invasion of the white settlers came in, they used a so-called understanding, and me and Lehman Brightman used to talk about this all the time. We looked at how America's melting pot from different countries across the waters and their so-called, you know, immigrants that got here. Remember, America, your people are the immigrants, okay? That offends you, so be it. Call me, 605-517-2621, and I'll debate that understanding with you. Because white America has always blamed other people, even the indigenous people in our country, for all of these heinous behaviors that were forced upon us. Like me, for instance, using their language on tonight's show, which is August 20th, 2023. So the earliest contact of Western cultures, civilization, how they, you know, oversaw things that was going on back in the middle part of the 1700s, you will see that breakage that came from those states out there in the East, them, those breakages were really about how they purchased land amongst our people, okay? The antiquity between that was about our people not understanding what was going on. See, here's a little, I remember running into a brother. His name was Chris D. Witt. He was Ottawa, Anishinaabe, Ottawa guy, okay? Young brother. And he used to tell me things about how his people were being driven out. But at the same time, when they were driven out from their ancestral homeland, all of the white people, their so-called profusions of what, you know, our people left behind, like the earth mounds and whatnot, them white people were getting into this. And this is how grave robbing became a major criteria in Indian country amongst the white race. Nothing but thieves. So these thieves, we're using our ancient artifacts, all the things that we've had dear to us. Certain tribes back then used to put curses on those bodies when they were laid to rest. So you couldn't dig them up. You couldn't do archaeology studies or anthropology studies or whatever, you know. Historians and all this stuff that come with, you know, the ideology of the way, and that ideology is about how civilized modern man confess issues that, according to our encyclopedia, we're right and you're wrong, indigenous people. You know how the white folks talk. And if that's offensive to them, hey, so be it. You're the only people still in the year 2023 still have nothing but hate in your body. Your heart's full of hate, brain's full of hate. The blood you flow through your bones is full of hate. The vocabulary that comes out of your mouth, full of hate. All you guys want to do is lash out and scream and shout and just be evil with your heinous English language. And that's all you guys do. and you think, man, that you guys are the most important people. When I mean you guys, I'm talking about you white guys, you white people, you white race. Okay? The hostility amongst your people is still accurate because that's all you guys do, even today in this modern, you know, precinct of life. All you people do is invade countries for their commonwealth and things that are not municipally inclined to them, that is underneath their earth and their areas of their sacred homelands. You people use the military to invade and get them. This is what the rich people do here in America. They do that. They've been doing this since they arrived here in 1492. Nonetheless, you guys weren't like the Vikings that saw people. In 1375, they saw people inhabited Turtle Island, so they left their gifts and turned around and left and never came back. And that sports became an intricacy of way reality sets in because of people, you know, believing in, you know, that Romanistic behavior. That's how sports is implemented. All that is gladiator fighting from over there. And they just turned it around as they got smart with the English. And so that's how they call it sports now. And then now they got a football team called the Minnesota Vikings. Then you impersonate the Viking when you know nothing of that man. He didn't ask you guys to impersonate him. Neither did the Cincinnati Bengals. Neither did the Philadelphia Eagles. Neither did the Miami Dolphins. Neither did the Kansas City Chiefs. You guys steal people's names and you propagate your issues to define yourself that, we honor native people. We honor the animal, even the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, these are prime examples of how mascots become a failure in Indian country because of the white race. To them, they think it's okay, but the people of color and the animal nation, that's hurtful, white man. And so when you go back into history and understanding the lateral parts of the 1700s, don't ever forget this, white man, that your evaluation for your future from back then, it was my people, the indigenous people, what you called Indian leaders, okay, between the colonists and Great Britain and the Crown. Remember, you guys humbly begged to us for survival. You did. You brought all your junk over here, but your junk couldn't flourish. You had to have something. And what you had to have was the thievery of land. Whether you like to hear that or not, you white people are nothing but thieves. And if you people are following the white man, hey, you're a thief too. Take a look at it. Negotiating, you know, leverage between them and us. The hostility of why our people had power and resisted is because we were protecting what little Indian people we still had living in those areas that was plentiful with everything that was dear to us. Okay? What about Indian country? So here I am giving you guys different, you know, segments of this as a segue. You're talking about different, you know, element. But one of the biggest keys to all of it, people, and now you're happy. So that what I said in our language, and I shouldn't even have to break it down and explain it to you all. I mean, you're indigenous, at least that's what you say. Then you would understand to be humble and know that somebody's trying to teach you something because you can't teach me nothing. What I have is what you all should be aiming to want. And what that aiming to want is freedom of independence. Now, if you guys went across the waters like I did, I've been to Bolivia, I've been to Venezuela, I've been to France, de France. I've been to Italy. I've been to Dagestan, Russia. I've been to Canada, which people call Canada. And I also been down to Ecuador and Mexico, okay? And the little island off the west of California, Hawaii. I've been over there too. And I've been in South Africa, been in Kenya, Zimbabwe. And I've met some beautiful people in my struggle, in my time with Lehman Brightman and Russell Means. And myself, individually, I've toured these countries. When I was in Finborough, London, England, I seen things that were really laterally driven out from the way white America does things in our country, known as Turtle Island. Them is called white America. But let me get to this point that I'm raising this issue at. A white man told me that I couldn't take my time pumping gas in my vehicle. Now, why he was, you know, illustrating that behavior, he told me to hurry up and get shit done and so he can step up and use the gas pump. And I told him, no, I can't hurry up for you. Hey, what for? I'm buying the same gas you're using for my vehicle. Then he said, well, I'm in a hurry. I got an appointment. I said, well, get on to your appointment. You don't need gas to get there. Get going. So he looks at my license plate, and he looks at my bumper sticker. Dakota Sioux, huh? No. Ketchum went way out there. Where are they from? They've always been here. And they're going to never leave. They will remain here forever. Well, yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I should be born. If I run out, I run out. Well, that's not my problem. It's yours. When I got here, none of these pumps were occupied. The minute an Indian pulled in, indigenous person, native, whatever the fuck you guys call it, you all want a man try to, you could have jumped on all those. There's some vacant pumps there. Get in there and get your gas. You're not going to intimidate me because I ain't going to give you that. And he saw that he met an Indian brother that was explaining his speech. And so when I explained that to him because of the independent structure, he finally kind of admitted to one thing. He said, yeah, you're right, man. I got to go. Nobody's holding you from leaving. You can go and don't come back. That's Chinupa's cliche I said to him. But here I am in Montana trying to meet people, pick up donations for my reservations, children. Now, I've asked for that help from a number of people. I'm really Indian with it. Shot text message. But nobody responded, and that's okay. Give a damn. I'm going to still do it without their help. That's the name of the game. But when you give people that understanding between that, that should be the way others take account of how our people, you strong-heart dog soldiers, still carry out our code of ethics, which goes back to this history thing of why white people are the way they are. Now, my country, known as Peatamakoche, Turtle Island, okay? When those voyages of that punk, back in them days, I mean, neither of us were born people. When, the heck was his name? Remember that Amerigo that arrived here and did his bullshit too. This reality that was kind of like a Florentine, the way people in them days were looking at how all these people, you know, like the Portuguese and all these other ones that came over here, there was a person back then. And me and Lehman and Russell used to always talk about these shows and work with each other. What was my take about this, you know, this Americo, you know, Vespucci? I said, my take as a young, you know, Lakota individual? He said, yeah, you have something we can use to hold the audience accountable. So I go back to what my grandpa has told me. And my grandpa said, son, let me give you the definition of America. He said, write it out. So I wrote America, A-M-E-R-I-C-A, America. In their terms, foreign terms, Vespucci, okay? Amerigo, you know, that was his name. That's where that name came from. Those fucking Spaniards, these Italian people and Portuguese people don't want to get into that shit. But that's what the new world was supposed to be out after him and all these other people that came. So, Mandus Nove had a different account of his voyage. People were like, what the hell did you say? Mandus? I said, yeah, Mandus Nove. You can say, you can call the first name Mandu Nove. Okay? People don't understand, man, what history has done and how it was lied to us. So, a figure from that understanding to how white people deem things in Indian country. Okay? You heard me express two important issues to a couple of my nephews and my niece and them were calling me after hours and belligerently blowing steam off. Hey, I didn't create that steam that you're blowing off. That's the life you choose, you know, the way we live in the year 2023. But I have nothing to do with that. So when I go back into the early parts of this encounter of history, I go back to drugs, alcohol, street paraphernalia, pharmaceutical pills, shit. Okay? We indigenous people knew everything from an ancient way of dealing with our problems. Well, there was nothing wrong with it. There was no sicknesses of every kind. Our people lived to be 155 years old. Then that white man got here and brought everything and it reduced us down to what? 32 years old. There has to be a real serious with the Servetius attitude of why these white people are the way they are. The Servetius attitude is how Europeans have always used their certain consequences to attack people. And Servetius is one of these things that these people frequently love to talk about, even in Senate today. Servetius is the type of understanding that gives you the haltation of being silent for a brief until they're finished. Servetius has always been that way in white terms. This is why when America's language was acronym, they were small, like S-T-O-P-G-O. You know, those words were all acronyms, small. So they raped them to make it big, and these acronyms like stop, go, F-U-C-K, fuck, and all this stuff. Those are their language. Okay? So, Servetiism, now you could add that piece to it, rather than call it Servetius. Servetiism is the type of way of explaining how white people are. They're the most cruelest, you know, lying, two-legged, you know, racist white devil in modern history. Okay? And that's no shit. And so here's our people still trying to be humble towards them because that man is laughing at you. Saying everything hypocritically, he imposed it upon you. And when he imposes those infractions against you, guess what? You Indian people's voice is silent. Look, he did a good job of giving you marijuana. You guys are all shutting up. What are you going to do, get high and then talk? Shit, get real, man, Indian people. You guys got to be the lamest two-legged red people on this earth while our ancestors are looking down at us, condemning you, wondering what the hell is wrong with you. And they're probably saying, don't claim to be Lakota. Don't say, oh, I'm a Lakota. You guys stand there. Don't say, I represent AIM. I represent the Indian Collective. I represent, you know, Journey On. I represent the Urban Warrior Society. I represent the Black Panthers. Hell, you'll go as far as, oh, I represent the Ku Klux Klan. When all of you are full of shit, here's why. A week ago, me and two Indian brothers and one white man saved a drowning Lakota woman, Rosebud. Her name was Leota Easton. I have pictures of her and three where she was caught in the river. And this is the kind of shit that goes on. And thanks to my big black, my dog, my newly big dog that came to me at the discretion of late big black dog named Big Dog himself. His spirit sent this little guy to me. He ain't little no more. He's big. He's got solid black all over him. And so his name came about. His name is Big Black. Black everywhere. The only thing that's white is his eyes, his teeth. So enough said about him and what he did. He saved this lady. And I'm across the river yelling at him, take hold of his leash. He had one hand onto a branch. But this is you people, you modernized Indian people. Don't give a damn about caring for your people like you say you do. I don't want to hear it. Oh, we put on fees, we do this. And I don't care about that. Anybody can put on a fee. But we're not doing anything about combating the homeless crisis in Rapid City. We're not doing any of that. What we're doing is neglecting those principles that are not ours. And that's how white America does things. Okay? And so when we neglect our positions of ourselves as people, you will see that we're repeating history for the white man. Now we are doing that. White man has been doing repeating history from day one. So here's us indigenous people doing the same goddamn. Needless to say, we all allow it. My God, two-legged. What the hell is wrong with this guy? So, that's the pronunciation I give to you all in Indian country. Because I am tired of dealing with these negative provisions that's going on in Indian country because you guys don't want to step up and take the bull by his horns and snap his neck, put him out of his misery. You don't want to do that. Instead, you're all like, and I'm going to say it on tonight's show tonight. I'm going to say it. You guys are all like Pavlov's dogs. Okay, you're waiting for
a bell or a whistle to ring and go off. Or even a so-called steam whistle to alert people it's time to get up to get to work back in them days. Anymore, it's modernized alarm clocks. So I go to this understanding with you, Mitakiepi, because I'm sick and tired of our people saying they are really important for the necessities that go on in Indian country. And you say that. Okay? Well, when all these things that are happening in Indian country, where are you people to help? And I've asked this question many times on many people's radio shows. I ask people, when was the first Bible ever printed before it got here? People don't know. They talk, you talk all this stuff about certain issues that go on in Indian country, and I sit there and listen. When you go back into the lateral parts of the beginning of the 1400s and shit, don't ever forget this. And if you don't, you better start analyzing it and taking a look at it for yourselves, people. Pope Nicholas V authorized the kings and queens, okay, of Spain and Portugal, and used the Portuguese and the Spaniards to invade countries to eliminate mass amounts of our people when they couldn't confirm. Okay? It was, created through a perpetual slavery. So that perpetual slavery labeled us as being pagan enemies to Christianity. I mean, that's what them some of bitches talk about all the time. So Nicholas V ordered these people, if we couldn't adapt right away to their mechanism of Christianity, they were told to kill us. And there's tabloids of pictures of what these people did to us. They cut our noses off, our ears, our feet, our hands. This is how barbaric these people are. And lo and behold, they were just like the white race. The white people, on the other hand, you know what they did? They cut our body parts at the joint and put them in baskets and sent them down rivers to other tribes that were struggling to remain free. And when they sent that message downstream, these white people, they were saying, this is what's going to continuously await you if you don't give up your land. It's land slavery, people. Fuck, you guys need to wake the fuck up and see it's happening again because of the earthly minerals. It's just described something different. And all you people that were supposed to come on tonight's show, we're already at 7:46. All right? And thanks to Oyate Otak, who are giving us another, 2 hours on our show, the Lakota Oyate Hour. I've said this to a majority of you people. Step up and help me. Because I can't do it by myself. I can't do it alone. You guys think you have priority? You don't got no goddamn priority. You ain't got nothing. The problem is you just don't want to step up and circumvent. You're afraid to belittle. You're afraid to belittle your master. your master, your master. Master, please, master. You're afraid. And that's what's happening. Well, Chinupa bad jackets that dude, because he bad jackets me. Constantly, the white man condemns us Indian people. And you skins hold your head damn down, man. You hold it down. So I go back to all these things that I've read in my time to understand how biblical foundations and practice have become an implementation between civilized and modern men. My grandpa went back. Shit, I wasn't even born. But wherever Grandpa got this message was, my Grandpa Roy used to go back to the 3rd century A.D. after the death of Christ. That's what he used to tell me. And my Grandpa told me things about what them other countries were doing over there about this so-called Jesus Christ. And Rome at that time had some kind of province, which now Rome is a conquered country. It's a state that's empty nowadays with that brutality. But the abuse is still being inflicted, but the mortality and the mentality of the way Rome's do it back then. No longer solid, but the abuse is still there. So this is why I say that, to try to help you guys understand that. So this is what we face today, is the repeat of this history that white America has done since they have arrived here in 1492. Sad but true, people. But if you can go back into the time of what I'm saying, despite what, the impression was, Native peoples lived by hunting, and everything that was dear to the earth was given to us out of life and love. And here's the rest of you. Got to numb yourself through pharmaceuticals and street paraphernalia to try to, you try to interpret your so-called acknowledgments. And that's the hard part that people don't get. And now I give you guys this illustration here, because we're getting up to the top of the hour now. It's 7:50. Indigenous history, indigenous thought and philosophy can expose what, BC was really about from 28,000 years ago. Stone Age time, okay? And Grandpa said that these people from these countries that steal names, they're going to put those names on those countries. New shit, man. Grandpa was right. That's the thing that people don't want to get into. That's why white people, look at, there's black people out there saying that they're the original man. And they've always been here in Turtle Island. Okay? That black man said that. Shit, he never was always here. That fucker just got here too. So when he talks about that racial disparity between them and us, nah. Okay, here's a good understanding to what independence can do. Independence governed these countries back in ancient times. No shit it did, people. Independence did. That's why the freedoms were there. Freedom was always there in those countries. I don't give a shit if it was fucking France, North and South Africa, Egypt, Palestine, China, Japan, Serbia, Russia, Rome, Turkey, Brazil, Venezuela, all of these countries, okay? You know, this is the things that people cannot see. They don't want to hear, okay? Their abuse of the way they try to conquer the globe. They made that attempt back then. And guess what? Nomadic people destroyed them. And that's what's going to happen again. See, that's why, who would ever think on August 20th, 2023, that a loaf of bread is damn near $5 per loaf? What the fuck does that tell you guys? But see, you're numb and dumb and don't give a damn. You don't know how to make bread, let alone cook. But everything that the commercial, you know, doctor has done to you, he reduced you from thinking of all this stuff that goes on in Indian country. So, I've got a call coming in. Hold on. So, listening audience, I'm back on the air again. See, people call about certain disturbances in Indian country. And we're at the top of the hour of 7:54. My God, people. Why can't you call all these guys that are on the internet that say they stand up for people's human rights? Here's the grandmother that called me. And they turned her electricity off. My God, man. Chinupa's the only guy who voices his concerns about this shit. Man. And plus, I'm out of state. Got a lot of things going on to help people. Man. Frustrates me. How come they don't call you guys that? Call me when you're drunk and on meth and screaming around and you want somebody to listen to you. How come the people don't call you guys? How come they don't call you? I mean, I thought you guys are these big shot activists that know how to do things and stand up on things. How come the people don't take that effort to call you? Because you don't live in poverty. You got a small template of a life in that area. And nobody ain't going to call you, and then you talk a lot of nonsense. So here's a 79-year-old grandma calling me. And I told her I can't do anything till I get back to South Dakota. Man. And that's what takes away from our thought processes of understanding these norms that go on in Indian country because of the way people, you know, carry on. I would urge all of you on the listening audience on the show that listens in to the Lakota Oyate hours to call the Oglala Sioux tribe. Condemn. You know, Frank Starr comes out and tell him, man, what the hell are you doing to your people, man? Why are they calling this? Why are they calling that? Shit, it hurts to try to do something here, guys. Shit, I don't have it, but I try to find it to give it to people. So getting to the top of the hour of 7, commencing into 8 o'clock, I want you all to know this, and I'm going to say it right now. Metaki pile chala kese omasa pche ogra ake unuksala onzi humake namaki ukhla. Yung kham woyuk chakile tchukata ke iwogla ke kihe echa amapach babi. Amapach bana uma cheske yaoki. Wa misha iotie wake. Misha. Wo suta kile echa. Oglakam. Chankhe taku le na pasis okte kile. Tumene la khotie kile. Slohaha isunaha. Echinka. Tratita ki istu kao ate trabi. Ena echa wosu ta unzi. Anapach bab chimpi. Tetako lena iwong la kao ki le yeche dukne. Lila ota hetsu si yok te as waks apte ki le yu snapi. Nusnuza. Tako ka. Wo pre kile takulena waslo kile umpachbo kile wakanza chik chik ala hechense nunki zimna oichun kiapi na wakanki nako ho ena nunki waksape kile egena kape man, it's just that grandma start crying, guys. So I go back into that same thing. Well, well, well. Got a call coming in again, and I didn't want to answer it. So 4 minutes has gone past the hour a week, and I took this issue on very seriously. Now, this is what I wanted to aim at a majority of you people. People in general, and you know this, when you remove your people from that forest, the people of that forest become unknown. What becomes unknown, you want to destroy. So here we are, 2023 now. This environment we live in is green. Okay? Green. And we have made it a priority to help preserve ourselves to live enough natural earthly things and things of the river. Wildlife included, deer, elk, buffalo, you know, whatever we can get our hands on to eat as our food or our survival. So if you prefer to have your own bed understanding, unmade and all that stuff, go back into living the way our ancestors did it in the teepee. See? I'm saying that to help you guys justify merit. Man, it's just, I'm constantly used as a saying to people that are supposed to get on the show. Like I said, man, I condemn my nephews, my niece. Always calling uncle, and I appreciate that they call me. I'm the only guy that they can call and listen to them on. But I, too, am a dilemma. Came after donations for kids and elders to have stuff. And here we are, you know. We try to get the radio shows blasted for our people can share input and what goes on. There's stuff going out there. I heard from some Paiute people. All they can do is talk. And when you listen to them, they sound more white than they do Paiute or Shoshone. And that's the hard part. But one thing I'm going to say to each and every one of you, Michelle Matuenishne, I'm nobody. It's just like death. People leave us early. They don't know why. They hold things for themselves to maintain fairness and balance. But at the same time, they cannot give their understandings back to the people that are struggling to remain free. And I've had brothers on this show that came to Aunt Bernice's Sundance, and I had to share, you know, knowledge of understandings, which they're still waiting for that to get on, you know, Facebook so they can hear it. And, you know, I just keep going with all this stuff because that's what we're supposed to do in Indian country. That's sad but true. And so we're at 8 minutes after eight. And Poyate, is there any more callers coming in? Is there anyone at least? And if not, I'm going to carry on. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, Mark's here.
All right, Mark, come on in. Come on in, Mark.
I was going to get on it a few minutes ago, but I'm still at work and had to deal with some stuff, so Everything that you're saying is absolutely true. I don't know, just from my past 2 weeks' experiences with what happened with my mom and what's continued to going on, I don't know what's wrong with our fucking people, man. They're too lost into, like you said, Pavlov's doorbell or the ding ding. I don't know, man. I don't get it. I don't know what's wrong with our people, why they're so lost, how they got so colonized, and just hurts. It really hurts my heart, to be honest. You know, it hurts my heart to see our people carry on like the white people, you know, education, the Bible, a lot of differences and shit came up, and a lot of my family, you know, turned their back on me and my mom because we didn't believe in the white man's way, and it's just a struggle, and I pity them because they're so lost and they don't even know it, and like, no matter what I do or what I say, you know, in a good way, they don't care. So, but if I get mad and start screaming around, cussing around, and then they want to jump and move and act like they're doing something good. And it's just, I just don't understand how they got so lost, you know. And it's like they live on the reservation where, you know, our culture is supposed to be the strongest, and I grew up in the city, and I feel more attached to our way than, you know, the white man's way and the Bible way and, you know, all that stuff. And it's just, I don't know what to say or how to help them. I don't know. I don't get it. A lot of it just has to come down to just... I think it has to just come down to how everything is, how everything goes, you know. Every month there's some kind of white man holiday, and it's like all ingrained into you when you're a kid, and when you're an adult, like, you know, a lot of us are, it's like they're just lost. But, man, my mom really believed in the work that Chinupa did, and I kind of backed away for a little bit. I did. You know, I admit that. And I was kind of feeling hopeless. Like how many times do we need to repeat ourselves to get people on the right track? And I still feel like that today. You know, it's like, how many times are we going to tell them? But I just, and I hurt. Well, I don't turn to drugs and alcohol. Well, not drinking. Not smoking weed or smoking meth. That shit just make you even more fucking crazier, lost. And I don't feel the urge to do anything like that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell these people, you know. And I've seen it for myself, all these organizations say, you know, they're for the children, they're for the elders, and it's like all they are is for the fame or some kind of recognition you get publicly, but behind closed doors, they're no different. They're no different, you know, to the rest of them. Same way. Just because they stick a feather on it doesn't, you know, make them Indian. To make them indigenous. Still, you know, greedy, selfish, hateful, lying people. And I just pray, you know, one day they're going to wake up sooner than later. And I don't like having to worry about work every day and pulled away from, I feel like having to work took a lot of my time from my mom. And I just hate feeling like this, but that'd be all right. I gotta stay strong and live in honor of my mom and my grandparents before her. And got to do what's right, you know, what's right in your heart. It's really easy, but it's not an easy path, I guess, sometimes, you know. It's life, I guess.
Yeah.
Just got to be happy. I don't know. I do know, you know, we need to break away from this colonized way because it's killing us. It's killing us, killing our minds, our souls, our bodies. I don't think anybody really truly understands what it means to be independent because there's so many different descriptions of what independence means, but just living how our ancestors lived. You know, we didn't need to rely on any government handouts or our way for the benefit of our own people. And seems like we talk about that and on a day time like today, people kind of shun you out or look at you like you're crazy. But the way that, you know, stuff's going on, how much more proof do you need, you know? How much more it needs to be shown to you to realize, like, this is not the good path that we're on living today. It's only destruction. It's only chaos. It's only killing us. It's just hurting us. And every way you can think about it, live it. I know everybody sees it, feels it. But it seems like it's easier to just turn your back and ignore and act like you don't exist. And that's a lot of the problems is nobody wants to stand up and, you know, make your voice heard and say no. You know, you don't believe in that way. I don't like it like this. But everybody wants to be the crowd and don't realize there's a bunch of losers right now. They don't care about us. White man, the government, they don't even care about their own damn people. I don't know, so I don't understand why our people are so willing to defend them and jump for them and do whatever they to continue doing, selling out our rights, our treaty rights, our human rights, our water rights, every rights and rights you don't even know they're selling it off. All these so-called council members, tribal council members, BIA, all that is killing us. Got us into a position where either we got to submit or fight. I'm just tired. Tired of living this way. I feel like running and just taking off and saying, fuck everybody, figure it out on your own, but I'm not a coward. Rather stay here and weed for my family than run and hide. Just, I don't know. Seems like alcohol and drugs have got everybody's minds twisted. Everybody lives backwards. Everybody does everything backwards nowadays. Nobody does everything right. It's all backwards. I guess, guess when the time comes and it took to the other side, they can realize I've done the wrong thing or made the wrong choices. And today they could just follow their heart, listen to their heart instead of their mind and shit like that. Your mind wanders. You know, you're easily persuaded with your mind, but your heart knows the truth. Your heart knows what's right. I don't really see that too much from people. There are good people out there, but it's kind of hard to find because there's so many mistrusting people and so many backstabbing people. It's hard to truly trust somebody But there are good people out there. I know there are. I met some, and they're good people. It's just, I don't know, maybe they're too scared to say something, or I don't know. I can't really speak on their behalf. I can only speak for my own experience and what I know. And what I know is we all need to do something. I need to do something. Maybe I'll go burn a church down or something. That'll make me feel better.
Speak the truth there.
Yeah.
Man, I could feel your passion, brother. I could feel it damn good.
Thank you. Well, I'll let somebody else talk. If not, I'll talk some more if you want me to.
Well, yeah, do we got another caller on there?
Nobody right now.
Well, okay. All right, let me turn this up, people. You just heard, you know, the late Virginia Marie Menihys, his son, Mark, you know, he spoke of how he feels about this metaphysical encounter with white people in, you know, our own homeland. The myth of the way America has always, you know, patronizes this ideology between, you know, how the frontier was supposed to be formulated by historians, you know, their encounters, and these historians are always talking about, you know, certain people that have written about it, from Frederick Jackson, Turner, and, you know, different other hypotheses in their, you know, so-called crucial narrative to understand American history, when in fact America was always a rapist country, virgin and otherwise, okay, which makes civilization of the encounter of European people savagery towards Indian people, which they turned around and called us savages, merciless savages, okay? But the metaphysical encounter of white people, on the other hand, the locale, okay, and I call it locale, because when you go back into looking at what Turner and them guys said back in them days, by making, you know, the European people understand that, hey, this new land we found, you're all welcome to it, because we found a beautiful land that has a lot of riches and other minerals in it. It was not India like we said it to be. So that pattern of the invasion, of the way European people done that shit with the Spaniards, that whole name calling, you know, of how white America does things, you will see. When you get into the whole narrative of this stuff, people, none of it's going to describe to you about why our people are subjugated to different type of, you know, heinous, you know, atrocities being inflicted by white people. The white people is a barbaric, brutal, fucking ex-con, you know, individual of life, okay? They're all, you know, that way. That's just the way they are, because they can't aim that same norm against their own people. So I talk that way very, you know, strongly about, you know, what's happening in Indian country. And this is why I said this. Back in our times of ancient, you know, prophecies and understandings that people were doing back then, in our lateral thinking of different histories, remember, the white man used us. They disguised us as, you know, they disguised us by putting on turkey feathers and all this bullshit and throwing tea over to the Boston Harbor in Boston, Massachusetts. So that gave town folks and people that were paying taxes and all that shit the urge to come out and knock off more indigenous people, the Boston Tea Party. See what I'm saying? So people don't understand that stuff, but, oh, they want to go oh, we're going to do this. You ain't going to do a goddamn thing, white man. The problem is you're going to try to invent more sicknesses, and the more invention of sicknesses and all this other shit that you do, that's the character of who you are. You're nothing but a two-legged white devil in true form. When you understand what's really happening to yourself and others, white man, ask yourself this. When and when was this when producing the righteous flaws of the way white people have always did things honorably? That you'll never find. It's those crucial parts of how America done things. Now let's look at the way sovereign Indian nations are supposed to be. Sovereign Indian nations. Okay? Sovereign Indian nations. And I say that way all the time. Sovereign Indian nations. Now, these words that are written in English, sovereign Indian nations, what really happened with all that stuff? What caused it to be the way it is? By participating in these things that draw up treaties, traditional boundaries, European land claims, all this fucking shit that, you know, from Sweden to New Spain, New France, New England, New Sweden. This is the revolutionary standpoint that people don't want to get into. This is why we're so cultivated and fucked up as two-legged people that are red. But the European powers back in those days, you and I weren't born, but because some people, man, illustrated in books to determine the fate and the flaw of it, okay? We can never, ever take a look at what holds oneself and give that, you know, equality to the superior of the great mystery and Mother Earth. The great mystery and Mother Earth, that's the superior, you know, spiritual, you know, foundation of who we are. Because that spiritual foundation that is superior is vested upon freedom and independence. Okay? And that's the sad part, but a lot of you, the superiority of the way white people have done it, past and present, and they continue to do things, you will never, ever take the opportunity and times to understand this undermined land base that these people went and came after. My people, the Indians, our people, however, okay, as a so-called, you know, people understanding human nature, right? Although most traditional people don't understand American history according to the way white people have written it, but because you can't understand the history, you have no language. Now, ehani lakota ki wichokan kile taku iwogla kau kile. Hena el chat hokata ke wanspe kile oyate ki gaunspe cha kyok tikhte. As lila ota yushnuzapi. Na yushnapi. Na wa kan kile he suta aikwa kinkte hanta. Wa bleze kile sote le tokata ke taku chunkte kile. Hena el cha I hum ya piki he ya chubhanta da komani wakhat khanka ki chi mane tu ki le wo ik cha piki le ni chukte. See, no matter what the scene might be in this so-called cunnage of the way our people have done things, when you become more or less caught up into that process of how the system has generated its flaw, I've spoke on many, many occasions in different radio shows, and I go back into ancient history because people say they call my country New England. No such thing. Island Hill and Turtle Island was the proper pronunciation of Indian country. So when American people deemed my land as a wilderness, okay, it's highly, you know, complexual because of the ecology of our people, culture, wildlife, trade, and so forth. We taught all the white men how to understand what commerce exchange was doing. We did that. And then we taught it to the rest of the world. So I go back to these things to undermine certain issues that would allow you guys to really listen to what Mark just told you, people. Man, this man's hurt. He just lost his mother. But his mother used her passion and her warfare of love to hold her family as a counted, you know, togetherness the way a family should be. When you look at your hand, whether it's your left hand or your right hand, and you spread it apart and you see your thumb helps govern those other four fingers, that hand. But if you close that hand and you put all the family member in that hand as an example to understand, you know, fairness and balance, you close that hand with the thumb, man, providing, man, the foreclosure of it, and you can strike somebody with that fist. You blast that son of a bitch in the mouth or alongside his head or wherever, on his back or in body part. That's going to hurt him. It'll make that individual go, oh, and he's wondering why. Well, go back into the history, what they've done to Massasoit. And then you have that folklore about that kid, remember? They called him Sisquantum, better known in the English theory, folklore and all that shit is Squanto. Okay? So see, you can see exactly how white people love to lie. My God, people. This is what's happening in Indian country. And we're still allowing that to happen. What about that cartoon, you know, pilgrimage of what that girl was, you know, her title was, you know, that John Smith guy from England, they were going to cut his head off and all that bullshit. And, you know, that girl, you know, stuck her own head on top of that white guy to prevent him from taking his head off. So, you know, back in them days, that Confederacy about Jamestown, Virginia, speaks of that. And I do believe my late brother, Russell Means, and fellow patriot in the struggle, he went and, you know, was the voice of that chief that wanted to behead that white bastard. He should have. But, you know, hey, they made a cartoon out of it. And, you know, but it told some language in it about way, you know, the way the white people are always in denial, man. God damn, that fucking white man can lie. The minute that fucker gets up in the morning, he's lying. The minute he takes his shit to get that waste out of his asshole, flush it down the toilet, he's lying. Or the minute he's fucking draining urine out of his shaft, he's lying. The minute he puts food in his fucking mouth, he's lying. I mean, goddamn, people, if you don't know your mortal enemy, why talk? Man, I can't stand the fucking way white people do things. And we need to turn these white people around, okay? By getting their people to be acknowledged of what their fate has done. Their own people are doing. I try to give examples of history. What do people know about what the hell's his name? That champion clown, remember that did to all them Algonquin people from Canada to here in our country of Turtle Island. Those people were putting Indians against Indians for territorial boundaries.
Henry Hudson did it, because Henry Hudson, I read about that clan. He came from the Netherlands, and he claimed, you know, a piece of land, what was supposedly the state of New York, and opened it up as a fur trade back then to the Dutch and many others. So when you look at history, we have all them other tribes that lived during when that Henry Hudson came along. Where was the Mohicans? Where was the Lenape? Where was the Delaware? These were people that Henry Hudson claimed a river, and it's still called that. It's called the Hudson River, right? Goddamn people, see? That's how much people don't understand, man, white history. What about the Spaniards, the crown of Spain, when they landed and they gave money to different people like Santa Fe, you know? Catholics, their missionaries, did that to my Pueblo people down south. And them sons of bitches are still down there. And go look at those conquistadors if you go through Taos Pueblo and all them other places. You're going to see those figurines of them. This is why I complain to people. Oh, America's a great country. We have Abe Lincoln. We have, you know, we have Thomas Jefferson. We have Ben Franklin. We have Abe Lincoln. All of those heads that are up there, Roosevelt and all of them, the Shrine of Democracy, Washington. Okay, we have all those people up there in our stone carving. Then this is what they're going to do when they finish that replica of Crazy Horse. They're going to think that all we Indians look the same. It's coming, people. And don't say, oh, shit, Chinupa said that. I don't want to hear it. I keep praying hard, drastically hard, in my native language for them not to, you know, make that stone a virtue of my great, you know, war Superman. Because Crazy Horse was somebody. You hear our people say he wouldn't wear a headdress because he didn't want that responsibility of leading people and being, you know, more or less inclined to the people. In other words, to have to look out for them, take care of them. That's why he couldn't wear a headdress. He didn't want it. This is the things that our ancestors still hang on to. Many other people, shit, they don't want to talk about that stuff. That's the thing of why, you know, the civilization between modern and civilized native people have become the melting pot of the way America does things. Look at it, people. And I go to this quotation. You all say this, oh, we're winning. We're winning on this average. We're winning because of this entity. We have been conducting ourselves this way. So then here's education granted to you through the BIE schools and Jesuits of missionaries sending us off to school. I went to relocation, people. I did. Chinupa Graham Money, a.k.a. Dennis Dwayne Martin. I went to relocation. It was no fucking good. And relocation still going on, but it's only described as a different, you know, meaning of it. And so when people get displaced from that, it's a hurtful thought process. So here you are, you obtain education from the white, you know, philosophical standards of the way America has does things to educate people, when in fact it creates you as a workforce to be, continue to work for them, and they tax you all the goddamn time. Okay? So here's people saying this again. At one time, and in lateral times, we're winning on one hand. But so you have all this education, and it's supposed to be doing something good for the common good of our own survival and existence. So when this education is part of your fucking body as a two-legged person, whether you're red, yellow, white, and black, what good does all that education do when it's stuck in your fucking head, but it's not connected to the rest of your body? You see what I'm saying, people? But traditionally, when you had language, you had custom, you had a way of life, you had a culture, you had your own natural history of the earth, and your feet were still planted with the earth. Guess what? When you were connected to your earth mother, there was no need for education. Make sense? That's right, because language was there. Culture was there, history was there, a way of life was there, the neutrality clause of freedom of independence, they were all there. So that white man reduced us to this level now. And I've said this over a countless time of different, you know, provisions in our radio shows. 68 million head of the buffalo were in the north. 68 million head of the buffalo were down in the south. They migrated through here. So it was a four-star process, you know, process of starving us out by taking our resources, our buffalo. So multiply that together. 68 million head of buffalo of the north, 68 million head of buffalo of the south. And you put 68 times, plus 68 together, okay? So 8 and 8 is 16, right? So you take 16, you put a 6 down here, and you take a 10, you put it back up here. So 12, 6 and 6 is 12 plus that 1. Okay? Added to that. Shit, that's almost a billion head of buffalo. Imagine the billion head of buffalo and with all the indigenous people that once lived here. And out in the East Coast, from Maine to Florida, our people are no more. So here it is as a food source. They took it away from us, and now we're corn dependent on them. And our commodities ain't worth eating with all those unhealthy, you know, diglycerides and all that, you know, revamped, you know, minerals of corn syrup and all that bullshit in it where it blows us up. We got diabetes. We got all these sicknesses that are implemented from them. But we never, ever took that challenge on to expose it that way. Instead, we're still going around and around trying to love ourselves because our brain is numb and dumb because we're doing drugs. There are head shops popping up all over every fucking reservation. You tribal governments are to blame. Think about it. This is why you keep commencing to racism within your own, and then you're making your own people homeless. You did this, tribal government, the same way America is doing it. My God, you guys, man, wake up and help us understand them quotations of that norm. And if Mark, if you're still on the air, you have any last minute thought processes, man, built up in your heart that you want to express before we close the show?
I said everything I had to say. I think you say it best.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I love that. That's the thing, you know. I try to do my part to help each other and help our people with that, each other, because look at it this way, folks. There is a majority of things going on in Indian country, but unfortunately, a lot of you don't want to step up and take that norm on for the purpose of why we're trying to exist here in a common factor. Now, Oyanta is going to put this show out there, folks, and I was hoping for David Clark. I was hoping for Tristan Johnson. I was hoping for Louis, Bryce, you know, the rest of the people that were on the show a couple weeks ago or a week ago or so to come on, you know, and Brandon to talk about certain things that go on in Indian country and the way it should be, okay? But unfortunately, a lot of times people get caught up in their own, you know, propaganda. And I give them that. Go ahead, man. I mean, that's you. If that's the way you want to be, so be it. That don't mean I have to be that way. Fuck no. I'm not going to be that way. If I'm going to speak my mind, I'm going to speak it. There are two ways to look at a coin, people. One side has a head on it. The other side has a picture. So I would choose the backside of that coin rather than the front side. Because the tail is where the answer is. And when you shed light on certain encounters of your events that are happening within your reservation boundaries and elsewhere, they are destroying Indian people, okay, today and tomorrow and forever. Because of one thing. You think about history of what I've just told you. They are destroying the Indians' way of having the lasting survival of our way through language, culture, tradition. And none of it is being brought in to the purpose of who we are. None of it. So here's our people struggling to get out of dormancy, but yet you don't even know what the fucking word means because you inhabited all this other stuff. And when, you know, our young, you know, young men like Mark, our young son stepping up to express his heart's gratitude of what he foresees in an everyday struggle just to exist in his own country. What the fuck does that tell you, people? This is what you're doing to everybody to epitomize things. If it wasn't for the youth that gave you that opportunity to have some grandeur, people, you would never, ever, ever have quantification to demonstrate your own physical being. And that quantification is about it. Now, I'll say this in closing for all of you. Whether you want to hear it or not, you're gonna. Many of our people, past and present and today, have always tried to look at something that was very pronounced in our everyday living as a people struggling to remain free. And the only way we can ever obtain that, go back and to look at these histories of our ancestors. And you show me where my ancestors went wrong. They have not ever went wrong in any phase of our accordance. Okay? And I go back to that quote of understanding when Americo Vespucci, okay, arrived in our fucking country, okay? Americo Vespucci, that son of a bitch, okay, gave you guys a name. That Portugal individual, Mandu Nove, think about it. Mandu Nove. Those two voyages that these son of a bitches has done has stripped you from that understanding of remaining free. And until our people pick that so-called understanding back up, then you will understand that all these people of foreign descendants that came into our country and claimed it a new world, all right? They made their own decree with their own countries to eliminate mass populations of indigenous people. And as stupid as we fucking red two-legged son of a bitches are, we're becoming just like that fucking white man with a high, and I mean a high, resonance. No shit, people. Look at it. That's the payoff in order for you to have, you know, some kind of, you know, compelling, you know,
depleting remark against them. It's right there. Man, that high resonance is telling on itself. And as stupid as you guys are, you want it. I've done my part to help my people understand what's going on in Indian country. And so I want to share all this understanding of this reality unfolding in this new world that these white bastards had created for you, and you guys are doing nothing to step up and to embark on it. Now, as I close, take a look at the population of different states back in the East Coast. Let's dwell on one little state. Let's dwell on Ohio. How many Indians live over there that are still connected to the Earth Mother? And then when you move on further, how about the people in the Mississippi? Yet alone the people in Tennessee, Kentucky, Georgia, Florida, Delaware, Maine, Vermont, New York, Pennsylvania. Think about it, people. Understand that this white race is constantly denying you of your freedom of independence. My God, two-legged. Bump your fucking head on a brick wall or something, or bump it on your car bumper. And make sure it does put a bump in your head where it turns red and purple. And then if it itches later on, scratch it. And ask yourself, what the fuck am I doing to dispense freedom and independence? And when that pain does reach this, you know, virtue of that swell, as it, you know, comes into a boil upon your head, forehead, or wherever you bump your head at, then you will know exactly how this white, civilized, modern man in the name of Christianity has dictated the powerful ruins of sovereignty. That internal method, and I always do this shit to all of you, that internal method of that theology comes from white people. It does not come from indigenous people, because we never ever spoke fucking English. God rest that remark with that. I thank you all for tuning in on the Lakota Oyate Hourzaw. And we'll see you all next week. Remember, the Lakota Oyate Hours, which is being conducted on Friday from 7 to 9 o'clock, and again on Saturday, 7 to 9 o'clock in the evening, Mountain Time, this is the only radio show that's got teeth that can enlighten the fields of philosophy to give yourself an enriched, you know, healthy substance called life to put the finger on that white man. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see all of you next week on the Lakota Oyate Hours. This is Chanupa Gluham Money here in Montana visiting the loved ones of the late Virginia Marie Manyhides. God rest her soul. But I know she's looking over her family and taking care of them from a place we're all going to go when the time comes. Always remember, the white man is a treachery, pink and white son of a bitch, and he still stinks with the belief system
that he thinks he's an honorable man. Take care, and we'll see you all next week on the Lakota Oyate Hours. I welcome you all back to our show, and thank you for giving us another day. Oyate Ota, my heart and blessings go out to you and your wife. Keep it up, and let's keep this message going, because without freedom, there will never be independence of a nation that's struggling to remain free. Hokai, have a good rest of the week, and we'll see you all next week on the Lakota's Oyate Hours. Hokai, thank you all for tuning in, and have a good evening. Take care. Wopila, ahu, from Montana, Chanupa, Gluham Money. Hokai.